there's something equally as exciting that we're going to train on today. And I want to give you guys, I want to introduce the two guests we have on today, and I also want to do some due recognition of somebody who I think really sort of sparked what we're going to talk about. What we're going to talk about today is doing drive-bys. And for those from, you know, South Central LA, we're not talking about drive-bys in the sense of what you're thinking of. What we're talking about here, drive-bys, are when you take your lead, you drive by the house, you knock on the door, and you make a sale, or you at least attempt, you at least throw out a pitch. And I want to kind of say Wednesday Jackson, I want to give her a little bit of recognition, props. I want to throw them out to her because she has, I think she sparked something in the sales meeting a few weeks ago, Wednesday Jackson, and we've had her on this call before, and I want to give a couple other people some FaceTime today. That's why I didn't ask you Wednesday, no offense. But I am recognizing you for sparking something in a lot of folks. Wednesday Jackson, a couple of weeks ago, maybe even a couple of months ago now, had taken a trip to an undisclosed location. I say that because I can't remember where she really went. Otherwise, I'd tell you. But she went to an undisclosed location, and at the end of the weekend, had only written about $1,300. She, as all you can imagine who've traveled, that's frustrating when you've only written $1,300 at the end of the weekend. You've spent airfare, hotel, lead costs, appointment scheduler costs, whatever expenses you had, and you only write $1,300, that's frustrating. Well, Wednesday Jackson had a check up from the neck up, as Zig Ziglar talks about, and she said, you know what, I've got all these leads I haven't been able to get in touch with. I'm just going to go, and I've got a computer, I can map it out, I know where to go, I'm just going to go knock on some doors. And she came out at the end of that day with about $12,000 in business just from doing drive-bys. So the reason we want to talk about this today is because you on the call, you've probably got some leads that you can't get in touch with, and you've probably heard your manager say, we ought to just swing by their house. Well, if I were you, if I were brand new to NAA and brand new to the Fitch Group and I just got a lead that's supposed to be this direct mailed lead and I can call them and make a sale and everything's easy and this is the greatest thing since sliced bread, and I hear my manager say, man, you ought to go do a drive-by, I'm thinking, this is crap. I mean, this just isn't good. This is worthless. That's just the manager mumbo-jumbo saying, oh, yeah, well, you can't get in touch with them, just do a drive-by. So what I wanted to do today, instead of being one of those managers that says what you ought to do, I wanted to throw up a couple of examples on this call of people who have done it. I want to find out what they said when they did it, and I want to find out the results they got from doing it. And the two guests I have on this morning, number one is Stephen Roberts. In the Dallas office, we call him British Steve Roberts because for a time we had another Steve Roberts and there was some confusion. But British Steve Roberts came in for the week last week with $17,000. He went to an undisclosed location, which shall remain nameless, and came back with $17,000 for the week, by far his best week ever, and did that traveling. He had a drive-by. I'm going to let him talk about that and the results he had from that. The other person we have on this call this morning is Paul Roberts. These two are not related. They may be at some point. All Roberts very well could be related. But these two are not. Paul Roberts is the head of the Roberts team, the dynamic exploding agency. By my numbers, I think one of the biggest recruiting agencies on the Fitch Group, certainly for the last month or two. Absolutely exploding and seeing explosive growth, and guess what? People are following their leader, and he himself has done some drive-bys. I know he did some maybe this past weekend, and I want to hear the results he got there, but he's also got some agents that are following in his footsteps and doing drive-bys, so we want to kind of hear about what they're doing. So with that, I kind of want to just kind of ask British Steve Roberts, if you'll just tell us, when you were... Tell us this first. Tell us the results first to kind of catch people's attention. When you went to that undisclosed location, how many drive-bys did you do?
Altogether, we probably did about four or five.
Is there any chance you could speak up?
Yeah, we did about four or five drive-bys.
Four or five drive-bys, he said. And out of those drive-bys, how many sales did you make?
We made one sale.
One sale. So you only sold one of those four or five.
Right, but it was our biggest sale of the weekend.
Biggest sale of the weekend. What was the total annual premium?
The total total annual premium, we wrote two applications, both husband and wife, and the total annual premium is $6,000.
Total annual premium, you wrote, I'm still having a tough time hearing it. Are you on speakerphone or something?
No, I'm not.
You're not? it's just tough hearing you. So you said total of three sales, three applications?
Sorry, the total was two applications.
Oh, that's great. That's perfect.
Okay. Total was two applications.
Okay.
Husband and wife. Total annual premium was $6,000.
Wow. So you wrote $17,000. Six of that came from a drive-by.
Yep, exactly.
I don't know if anybody else just got immediately convinced that we should do drive-bys, but that's that convinced me. I'm ready to go do some drive-bys right now. Well, tell us what you did and how you did it.
Okay, well, it was the Saturday. We flew in on the Friday. We had one appointment Friday night. Didn't sell then. We actually went back and sold later on the weekend that appointment. We had a no-show Saturday morning, so by 2 o'clock Saturday, we had absolutely nothing.
Hmm.
So we had all our leads with us. We'd already decided that we were going to do some drive-bys. And this was actually the very first one that we did. I got a GPS system, so we found the house. We had the address, of course, from the lead. Just drove up to the house. And strangely enough, the homeowner was actually outside the house already because someone had pulled in the driveway behind us, and they were trying to sell him a new driveway. He had a gravel driveway, and this guy was trying to sell him an asphalt one. So I just kind of walked up to him and said, you know, hi, you're popular today. You know, all these people kind of pulling up to his house. And just said, hey, you know, my name's Steve Roberts. You mailed me this letter, and I had the lead, which I showed to him. You're requesting mortgage protection. I'm just in your area. I'm in between appointments. I thought I'd swing by and see if we could take care of it. He said, sure, come on in. Easy as that.
So just that easy. So you went in, you did your pitch like you normally would have.
Yep, exactly the way we normally would.
The way it's been taught on all these conference calls and recorded and rehashed. And then walked out of there with $6,000.
Absolutely.
Is there anything you're not telling me there?
Nothing I'm not telling you.
It just seems too easy.
To be honest, I find it easier to do that than to make telephone calls. Because you're there, you're face-to-face, you have the lead that you show the people. So immediately you have that connection with them. And, you know, most of the time they just invite you into the home. If they don't, you can just go ahead and schedule an appointment for another time. And like I say, you already have that connection with them.
And I found it's a lot easier for them to hang up on you than to slam the door in your face.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, I used to have agents that, one particular agent I can think of, that would take his leads, map them out, and run them on Saturday. Just not even call them. He would just drive all Saturday to go see these folks.
And there's been times in Dallas when I've done that. I've had, you know, maybe one or no appointments on a Sunday. So I just gathered up all my leads, and I've just driven around all afternoon, knocking on people's doors.
Well, two questions I have for you based on what you said. You traveled to this undisclosed location. You took all your leads with you.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you do that?
We didn't have a lot of appointments scheduled before we left. I think we had about seven, and we knew that wouldn't be enough for what we wanted to do. So we had planned, having heard Wednesday Jackson, we had already planned to do some drive-bys. So we were prepared.
So that one question was just part of the real question. You heard Wednesday Jackson. Why did you decide to do drive-bys? I hear you say you had seven appointments, and that wasn't enough for what you want to do. But what did Wednesday say that made you want to go do drive-bys?
Well, as I said, I'd done them before in the Dallas area.
Yeah.
I just never done it before when we traveled. And having heard Wednesday say that she traveled and you know, she was obviously not satisfied with what she'd done that weekend, so she just did drive-bys. So it was like, yeah, what a great idea. You know, we're going to have time this weekend. We've got time in between appointments. We've got downtime where we don't have appointments. Let's just drive by. Simple as that.
And you had a GPS system. Tell us about that. How did you get it? First of all, why did you get it? Who did you hear about it from? And how much did it cost? Where did you get it? How does it work?
I have a GPS navigation system that actually runs on my laptop computer.
Okay.
So all in all, it costs about $200 for the software and the GPS little box that you need to to find out where you are.
Okay.
I got it because I got it back in like January, February, because I knew that I would be traveling, and you know I didn't want to be flying into a city and trying to find places on a map. So you know this is easy. You just fly and you tell it where you want to go, and it directs you exactly where you have to go. Turn left here, turn right there, and it takes you where you need to go.
And not that NAA or the FITS group are specifically endorsing any particular GPS system, but which one do you use? What's the name of the software and the product?
Software I use is called iGuidance.
iGuidance?
iGuidance, and it's from the NAV Corporation.
Okay.
If anyone wants to know any more about it, I'll be glad to email the information.
Okay. And where did you, do you know where you got it?
I just bought it online.
Online. Okay. And I'm getting a couple of questions about that coming across on email. And by the way, guys, if you want to ask questions during this call, fits@thefitsgrouponline.com. fits@thefitsgrouponline.com. We'll get your question asked. Well, fairly simple, huh?
It's very simple. And like I said, personally, I find it easier than the phone call.
Okay.
I've had probably more success with drive-bys than I've had phone calls.
Okay. Another software that I know that Ian got and he uses, and I'm only mentioning this not because it's Ian, but because I've used it now. It's called City Streets and Maps, I believe it's called. Great program. I mean, we went. I took a trip recently and just rode along in the car and watched us travel along the route that it laid out for us. I mean, these programs, guys, you can get it. Between $100 and $500, for that matter. Obviously, probably the more you spend, the better you're going to get. But you may not need all the features that really expensive deal has. You need something you can punch in an address to, and it can see where you are, and it can route a map out for you so that you can, or map a route out for you so that you can get there. All right. Well, we may have some more questions for you, Stephen. I'm going to pass it over to Paul. Paul, you recently just came back from undisclosed location, right?
Yes, sir.
This past weekend, and you said that you yourself did some drive-bys this weekend?
Yes.
Did you do them the previous weekend, too, or just this weekend?
Just this weekend.
Okay. Tell us about that.
Well, first off, I went to kind of do some, I guess, investigative work because these were bad leads.
Bad leads?
Yeah.
What do you mean, bad leads?
People weren't picking up. They couldn't set appointments, things like that.
Gotcha.
So I decided to go out there and just find out for myself what it was all about.
So you're saying agents had gotten these?
Yes.
And you just went out to run them to see what you could do with them?
Yes.
So just to make sure, to verify that the agent wasn't just whining.
Exactly. I mean, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt because I do have some tough areas. You know, things happen, no big deal. But
well, I'm saying it so you don't have to.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll be the bad guy here. You wanted to make sure these weren't just a bunch of whiny agents that are just making excuses for why they weren't making sales.
There you go.
Okay. You didn't say it, I did.
I went out there to do that and also to meet with a great group of, I just brought on 7 people in this area. And, you know, it was kind of a double thing. I wanted to get out there and meet them because I brought so many folks. It was Labor Day weekend. Myself and Darlene were having a tough time setting appointments. But it was, you know, if I don't go Labor Day weekend, then the following weekend I'm in Virginia, and the next weekend I'm in at the leadership conference, and the next weekend, you know how it goes. It could be 2 months before I see this wonderful team back out there. So I was like, you know, I'm going to make some money while I'm there. I'm going to do some drive-bys. I kind of back up a little bit. Steve and I both are blessed that we get to sit with some folks in our Dallas sales meetings that you know, talk about getting up and doing drive-bys. And I do remember Wednesday's one. That was only about 3 weeks ago. It was the week that we got leads real late. And she couldn't decide if she wanted to get on the plane. I can't remember if that was her or Lisa, but they didn't know if they wanted to get on the plane and go to wherever they were going, because I had 2 appointments set. And whether it was Lisa or Wednesday, they both still rode 18,000. So I decided I had to do that. I can't preach to my team, hey, go do drive-bys if I'm not doing it. And if I got folks that are calling me up and saying, hey, you know, these leads aren't any good, I can't get them. If I'm telling them to do drive-bys, I'm not really doing it with a lot of conviction if I don't get out and do it myself. So went out and did it and had a blast, actually. Kind of made it a game. If you just really make it a game, you'll have a good time. I did not have a $6,000 success story like Steven, but I did sign one up for $191 a month. And this was a person that wrote their phone number down and were off one digit. It was 0545 or 0515, something like that, the last four numbers. So they were grateful that I came by. I did get better as the day went. At first, I was taking my briefcase and my lead up to the door, and I wasn't getting a lot of people answering the door. So I just kind of went up casual with lead in my hand and a pencil, and, you know, everybody answered the door at that point.
And so when they answered the door, what'd you say?
I first said, hey, you sent this in to me, and I've had a hard time reaching you. A lot of these were bad numbers. Most of these were, like I said, they were only off by a digit. Two people actually just changed their phone numbers, which was very strange.
Wow.
So I just said, hey, I've been trying to reach you. You sent this to me. I know it's important. I know it's Labor Day weekend. I can come back, but I know this was important to you. I just want to, you know, build a scheduled time to meet with you. I couldn't do it over the telephone. Almost kind of did a takeaway in a certain extent. You know, like, hey, well, you know, we don't need to do this now. I just want to make sure you're taken care of. And everybody was very receptive. As you said before, they can't hang up on you. They absolutely, positively cannot say to you, I did not send that to you. I had one guy try that, and I handed it to him, and after, you know, he read it for about 30 seconds, a little longer than he really needed to, he was trying to figure out how he could say, yes, I did send this in. So they can't hang up on you. They can't get rid of you. And for the most part, they're all grateful. I do have appointments set up for my team that I went and met this last weekend. And, boy, I'm glad to give those leads to somebody that's going to go run them.
Cool.
Very cool.
And now you sent out an email to your team saying what happened.
Yeah. Well, last Thursday, my team's getting to a size that I'm doing a Thursday boot camp training for my team to get a lot of folks that are brand new with us up to speed all at once. And I'd mentioned this on Thursday before I got on my plane and said, hey, this is what I'm going to do this weekend. Well, I had Monica Tyner out of Oregon. She's been having a bear of a time setting appointments. She's ran into every obstacle that you could imagine. She feels really bad about it. She's very, very committed to making this work. And when I mentioned that, she goes, you know what, I'm going to do it. And I just kind of joked to her. And I said, well, I'll put you on the spot next Thursday for boot camp training. I got an email from her yesterday that I forwarded to you, and she went and did drive-bys this weekend and wrote two apps. And she was supposed to do drive-bys last night, but I haven't heard back from her yet. So that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, what this does, I mean, this drive-by gives agents an option. See, you've got this beautiful lead, and it's got all these numbers on it, and it's got all the client's personal information. You now have options. You can call that client. If you can't get in touch with them, Paul, did you run across anybody, or Stephen, either one of you, answer this question, both of you. Did you run across anybody when you were doing drive-bys that was malicious in giving you the wrong number on the lead? They did it to avoid you.
No.
No.
No? When you were going door-to-door on these drive-bys, did you have anybody threaten you or scream at you?
No. Absolutely not. And let me say one other thing, Fitz. I've had people hang up on me before and tell me they're not interested on the telephone. I've then driven to their house maybe 2, 3, 4 weeks later and scheduled appointments with those same people.
I mean, what I want some agents to hear on this call is that, you know, sometimes when you're calling leads, I mean, if you called me at my house right now, I would answer the phone, what? Matter of fact, I think Melissa called yesterday on her way home just to find out how Heather was doing, and I answered, what? And I knew it was her. What? What do you want? People have lives. They have work. They have responsibilities. They have all these things that are weighing on them. Life is on their shoulders, and they're having to carry it around. And sometimes, they're not being malicious at all. They just, life has gotten in the way. That, you know, it's as Zig Ziglar talks about in a couple of his books, it's the kick the cat syndrome. You know, you get laid off from work, and then on your way home, you have a car accident, and, you know, all these things just build up, so that eventually when you get home, you kick the cat. Well, was it the cat's fault? No, it's just that's what ended up happening. Sometimes we're the cat or the dog when we call them on the phone. And, you know, people aren't, agents, and I'll say this for you, Paul, because I know you go through it. Every manager does, but an agent will call us and say, these are bad leads. They're all wrong numbers. They said they didn't send in a letter. Hey, try driving by there. Maybe the digit was off by one digit, and you did call somebody that genuinely did not send that in. It could very well happen. So just call them up and see what you get. I know I have agents call me and say, Fitz, there's, can I have some more leads? And I say, well, what'd you do with the ones I gave you? And, of course, there's no production on them. I say, well, where are those leads now? Well, I've got them right here. I just can't get in touch with any of them. I remember having that conversation with Jim Richter almost 2 years ago. And a lot of folks know Jim Richter. You see him on the leaderboard, the Richter team. And his personal numbers are always good. And he said, I said, well, just go drive by. He said, well, I got this whole stack I can't get in touch with. I said, no problem. At the time, we didn't know about GPS, I don't think. I said, just go on MapQuest.com. You can map out a route for Saturday with these leads. You've got the addresses right there on the letter. Map out a route. Go see the folks. And worst case scenario, and he came back and said this, and I told him this, but he came back and said, you were right. The worst case scenario, they're off your list. Worst case scenario, you go see them, and they do cuss you out. Worst case scenario, who's never been cussed out into their face? I mean, we've all had that happen. So, worst case scenario, they say, I don't want it, quit calling me, leave me alone. And you just click your pen, hand the letter over to them, and say, well, can you sign this, just releasing us from liability? If they sign it, hey, they're off the list. Take it to sales meeting, trade leads with somebody. Let them call them now. But the point is, you can get that off your mind. That's one less thing that's on your plate now, because you got it cleared off. So I want to kind of throw that out to Jim Richter, because I know 2 years ago he did the same thing and saw great success with leads that he just was tired of calling. He'd call, he tracked it. He called 40 or 50 times and was just frankly tired of dialing the numbers and getting the same voicemails. And so he just swung by, made some sales. Some people, he didn't. No big deal. Anything you guys have to add about this at all?
Yeah, because I've come across the objections. I know you will probably get thousands of emails if you haven't already. I got a lot of people in some counties that are very large, and you know, we probably got people on the phone right now that are in L.A. laughing at us, saying, "You know, I'm not gonna. Have you seen the traffic out here? We're not gonna do any drive-bys." you have to, you know, it goes back to why do the biggest producers on my team produce more than everybody else, or why do my biggest producers on my team travel on weekends? Because they compress their time. If you're doing drive-bys and you're looking at it saying you're gonna drive to one night, one the next night, you're wasting your time. Take a day like Monica Tyner did up in Oregon and say, I'm going to commit this day to these leads and I'm going to go out and hit them. And just do it one day to where you can, you know, you can like MapQuest, City Streets, whatever it is that you use. It's feasible. I mean, I did it all day Saturday. I mean, from 8 a.m. to about 7 p.m. And, you know, I wrote one for $191. I had some other sales in there as well. But if you compress your time and you make sure that you're committed to doing it, during that day or those 2 days, you're going to be very, very successful.
Yeah. You know, I would say I just had an email come across. It was perfect that you were saying that right as the email came across. The email said, any pointers how best to do a distant drive-by when an agent doesn't use a laptop? You just answered that. You just plan ahead. You know, and really, in my opinion, I know I'm almost intentionally offending some top producers by saying this, but unless you're Chris White, you've got time. You know, I was talking to a new recruit last week, and he said he wants to start this part-time because he's got another full-time job that he can treat part-time. But he said, I can only spend about 20 or 30 hours a week on this. I said, well, you're golden. That's what our top producers do. I mean, in this business, it's real hard. It's real hard to put in a 40-hour week. I don't think it's easy to put in a 40-hour week. You have to focus and plan out your time in order to put in a 40-hour week of actual work. Now, sitting at your desk playing solitaire is not work. You know, the agents that are asking that question is how to do a distant drive-by. Well, you get your leads that are in that same area, just like Paul was just saying. You can go on MapQuest, which is a free service online, MapQuest.com. You can map out where these are, and you can run a route. And you know, if you're at a distance, maybe it's an hour away, you know, plan it out and plan for your route to take maybe 3 hours to, if you hit all the places and didn't stop for anybody, maybe it's 3 hours total, and it's an hour back. So now you spent 5 hours on a Saturday, and I guarantee you, guys, I'll guarantee you, if you spent 5 hours on a Saturday making phone calls, and the next Saturday, you spent 5 hours doing drive-bys. I don't have the data to back this up, but I would be willing to bet that you have a better return on your 5 hours of drive-bys than you do on your 5 hours of phone calls. It's at least the same. It's at least the same return. So I just got an email here from Lindsey Jackson. Ah, okay. Well, I like that email, Lindsey. I'm going to read it exactly as it says. You guys are in for a treat here. She said, now, she says, not only did I do, this is Lindsey Jackson, superstar. She did, I don't know what she said yesterday, like $15,000 or some, $10,000 or something this Labor Day weekend, when apparently nobody can sell life insurance except for Lindsey Jackson and, you know, half a dozen other people in the Dallas sales meeting. But she said, not only did I do more than $8,000 from drive-bys on Labor Day. This was Monday, Labor Day. She said, not only did I do more than $8,000 from drive-bys on Labor Day, but I ate well almost at every house. People were cooking out, guys. It was Labor Day. And on the last drive-by, she says, I played dominoes till after 11 p.m. and handed out cards to their guests. So she made a sale at the last drive-by. I'm sure she got fed again because it is Labor Day, and played dominoes till after 11 p.m. and passed out business cards. She said, my challenge to the Fitz family, the Fitz Group family, would be to do just one drive-by each day and watch their sales soar. Just do one drive-by a day. Well, Fitz, gas prices, I mean, everywhere gas is over $3 a gallon. I know. I mean, Ian and I were just talking about this the other day. He was going to go do a drive-by here close to the office, and it's going to cost him $1.80 for a round trip. $1.80, guys, wow, $1.80, that's a ton of money. I'm telling you, if you do one of those drive-bys and it costs you $5 for gas alone to do a round trip, or maybe it costs you $10, or what if it costs you $20 to do one drive-by a day, each day, $20 a day? Well, that's $100 a week on a five-day week. Gosh. Sound like Napoleon Dynamite. That's a lot of money. Yes and no. $100 is a lot of money if you don't have it. I understand that. $100 is also a lot of money if you don't make any money. But if you do a drive-by a day, Lindsey Jackson says your sales are going to soar. One drive-by a day, and probably you could plan it so you could hit a couple of them while you're in that same general vicinity. One drive-by a day, you're going to make a sale. We heard Stephen Roberts said, I'm getting you guys confused now. British Steve said he did four or five drive-bys, and he made one $6,000 sale. Well, do the math on that, guys. Let's just keep the math simple. If he only made 50% of that, he made $3,000 for a $100 investment, let's say, if he took it a week to do that. $3,000 on a $100 investment. Where are you going to get that kind of return? So don't use gas prices as an excuse not to do drive-bys. But Fitz, you don't understand. No, I do understand. I buy gas. I've been in the field. I know all those things. But you have to look at what you're putting in. I mean, what if you've spent $500 this week on gas? Right? I mean, that's insane, Fitz. Nobody's going to spend $500. I know. I'm trying to make it just out of this world obnoxiously conservative. $500 you spend this week on gas doing drive-bys. If you made one sale like Stephen Roberts did, see, ain't bad. It's a pretty strong return, a tune of 60 times your investment. I mean, that's strong. That's a 600% return, unless my math is bad. 60 times, 600%. Maybe my math is bad. But you guys get the point. Investing $500 to get $3,000 return, who wouldn't trade that every day? Every day, $500 for $3,000, $500 for $3,000. Well, let me thank Stephen and Paul before I get into some other things. I want to thank you guys for telling us what you're doing here, and thank you, Lindsey Jackson, for igniting this fire. I say a lot of times, and Bruno, don't stop recording yet. I say a lot of times when I'm recruiting people in Dallas, There are pros and cons to working and living in the Dallas market. Obviously, one of the big cons is we have top producers here that demand the leads. And they demand those leads with their production, not with their mouth, not with their attitude, but with their numbers they demand the leads. And we're idiots if we don't give them to them. So that's one of the downsides to living in the Dallas market is that leads aren't bountiful for you. You're not going to get 20 leads a week like some folks on this call may in their area. But what you do get the top talent in the country sitting right beside you in sales meeting every Tuesday. I'm talking about, I expect in January, the top out of the top 10 producers in the nation, 6 or 7 of them will be from the Fitz Group. 4 or 5 of them are going to be from the Simpson team. Most of those are in the Dallas sales meeting every Tuesday. Every Tuesday. So I'm not saying you got to move to Dallas. I'm saying if you're at a distance, it behooves you to come to Dallas every so often for a sales meeting just to get a glimpse and a taste of what you're missing and really hopefully to get some knowledge. But I want to kind of talk about where NIA is going right now, guys. I contemplated having Barry Clarkson on here for a little bit this morning. Guys, I was telling the guys in the sales meeting yesterday, there are some exciting things coming down the pipe. We've talked about on this call over the last couple of weeks in sales meetings. You've heard NIA talking about it. It is very apparent that F&G is not begging for our business, which is fine. They are happy with what they're getting. Insurance companies do this sort of thing all the time. New York Life has been doing it for over 50 years. They really want the healthy people and remain a high profit company. It's not a big deal. We've got companies who are begging for our business. We've got companies that are begging for our business. So, who are those companies? Well, in about 31 states, Shenandoah is begging for our business. In almost in every other one of the states, there's Chase that's begging for our business. If you're not appointed with either one of those companies, then you need to contact your manager and find out how you can get contracted with those companies and start representing their products because they're phenomenal, and those companies are begging for our business. That's because NIA got them to beg. Life Investors is another company. Foresters is another company. I just got, it's confidential, so I'm not telling you guys this, but I just got a contracting packet here for me to get appointed with Foresters. It's not just a joke, guys. It's real. It's sitting here on my desk. Got to fill it out and send it back in. They're only going to contract about 100 people initially to get things rolling. It's huge. That's what the alliance has put together. See, there's power in unity, and a lot of folks don't get that, but I want you to. I want you to get it, that there's power in unity. Power in unity. Without the alliance's overall production, we would not be attractive to these insurance companies. See, NIA is going to run as much production this year as the top 15 companies in the country. I'm talking about insurance companies, and we're a marketing organization. We've been doing this 3 years. Well, guess what? After dealing with a lot of these insurance companies now, the NIA owners are convinced that most of these guys, let me pause and back up, start it a different way. After dealing with a lot of these insurance companies, the three NIA owners are convinced that they know more than these guys do about running a company. I said that politically correct, I hope. I didn't call anybody stupid. Okay, they're convinced that they know how to do it. And guess what, guys? After 3 years putting together $100 million in sales, I'm convinced the three owners know it too. So don't be surprised if you start seeing our own insurance company coming soon. Now, what does that mean? Well, a lot of you guys know who Barry Clarkson is, one of the three owners of NIA. Became a millionaire when he was 27 years old. How'd he do it? Well, he was in an organization. A lot of folks know A.O. Williams' organization. And that could be a bad word in the insurance industry. But I want you guys to focus on the amount of money and the amount of millionaires they created in that organization. Okay? It was phenomenal. Well, when A.O. Williams decided to go public, Barry Clarkson put in some money. And in 6 months, $5,000 became $500,000. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. And I was saying this in the sales meeting yesterday, and a lot of guys at the Dallas sales meeting knows that I'm not like this. Some of you guys who maybe I haven't met face-to-face, you don't know me well enough to know, but I'm not trying to sell you pie in the sky. I am trying to show you that there's a tremendous opportunity on the horizon here that you have your hands on right now. If you don't take advantage of it, it's going to pass you by, and you'll be reminiscing of, oh, I was there when NIA exploded, but, man, if only I'd invested in Sam Walton in 1959. You'll be that kind of scenario. If only I had done what Fitz advised and gave me wisdom to do. Well, guys, I'm just telling you, take advantage of it. The three NAA owners are pushing the envelope to help all of us make the money we want to make. So I encourage you to put yourself in a position to reap the blessings that are coming. Because if you're not in that position, you won't get it. You will not get it. So tune into the NAA call here in an hour. Let me check and make sure I've not missed any drive-by. Got me past the phone and allowed me and the potential client to put a face with a voice. I drove from Atlanta, Georgia to Augusta, Georgia. My numbers aren't great yet, but it's getting me in the homes. That's a feedback from an agent about that. Okay. All right. That's all the emails I've gotten, guys. I'm telling you, there's a huge opportunity. If you're taking advantage of it, you're going to start seeing some checks come in. Be smart with where you're placing your business. Place business with companies who are begging it for it right now. Chase, Shenandoah, Life Investors. Soon to come, Foresters will be out hopefully by the end of this month or end of October. It'll be out in selective states and continuing to grow from there. Got an email coming across. I just want to make sure we're answering all the questions that are coming across. Okay. All right. Guys, hopefully that's helped today. The drive-bys are working. People are making money with it. I encourage you to try the same thing. If you want to do and have what the top producers are doing and having, then you need to do what they're doing. It just makes sense. And if you're saying, I'm doing the same thing they're doing, I'm doing the same thing they are, Fitz. I'm doing exactly the same thing, but you're not seeing the same results, then there's something missing. You're not doing the same thing. You've changed a word or you've changed a phrase or you've changed an attitude, but if you will adopt exactly what they're saying to do, you will see the same success they're seeing. All right, guys, hopefully that's been a help, and we'll talk to you soon. Tune into the call in an hour. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.